This is Lyrica Snippet. My name is Jeffrey Way. Welcome back to the show, if you could call it that. The topic for this week is you are your code. That's what I wrote down. I wrote it down last night. As we've talked before, sometimes I'll just write like little sentences down in my task app to give me an idea of what I want to talk about. And what I see here is you are your code. So maybe this is inflammatory. And you know what? It probably is inflammatory. Seemingly everything I say lately gets somebody rattled. So obviously this is contradicting the common phrase, you are not your code. And this gets thrown around a lot in comment sections or GitHub repos or social media. So usually, what is the claim? What is the claim, you are not your code? The basic idea is don't attach yourself to your code so heavily to the point that if somebody critiques it, you get offended and it creates a battle. And this is incredibly good advice when applied correctly. So here's what that translates to. If I have an open source project and maybe in one particular method, I'm using like a for statement and building up a temporary variable. And then you come in and say, oh, you know what, Jeff, there's this array function you can use that will consolidate that down to two lines. I am not supposed to get offended. Duh. The correct response, of course, is, oh, kick ass. Let's merge that. And thank you so much. Right? You are not your code. You are not linked. If somebody has a better way, then perfect. And you know what? This goes without saying, and everyone agrees with this. The problem, though, is a lot of people take it to another level. They use that phrase to mean, I can say, let's just be frank, I can say whatever the hell I want, and if you get upset, it's on you. Because you know what? You are not your code. So you are not allowed to get offended at me saying your code is garbage, or me saying your PR is junk, or me saying, given this bit of code, you shouldn't even be allowed to write code professionally. You should go somewhere else. Trust me, these are all things that people say everywhere. It's rampant in the community. And maybe we can talk about later why I think that's the case and why there's like an empathy bone missing in so many people. But for now, yeah, I'm going to very much contradict that phrase, and it irks me every single time somebody brings it up or some variant of that. You are not your code, so just be quiet. I'm going to say this. You are your code. So imagine this. Imagine you're looking at some new project or a new hire submits a bit of code for your review. And you're looking over it, and it's just messy. It's just all over the place. Not even basic indentation is being applied consistently. What is your first thought? Your first thought is, wow, you're thinking to yourself, wow, there's no care being put into this. This is all over the place. I can't and I don't want to hire this person. So what did you do in your head there? You equated the code that was given to you with the person, because whether you like it or not, the code somebody has reflects their ideas. It reflects the things that they hold important. So when you see a bit of code where the indentation is all over the place, in your head you're thinking, wow, they didn't even care enough to make this look nice. And that doesn't even cover the code specifically. Like, you didn't even do the basics of cleanliness. It's almost like, why would I hire somebody to clean my house if their own house was a complete disaster? You know, it's kind of like that. So we do equate a person with their code. And this is perfectly natural. And it exists in basically every art you can imagine. If you go up to a painter and you say, wow, you did a really awful, terrible job on this. If you were a developer, you would say, oh, don't get offended because I'm not criticizing you, the painter. I'm criticizing the painting and you are not your painting, which is just the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard, right? Of course they're going to be offended. It's the most natural thing in the world. And then further, how many examples do we need of people being criticized and yelled at and demeaned to the point that they leave the industry entirely? This happens over and over. Now, I bring this up for a number of reasons, but today I wanted to talk about it because a stream popped up in my feed from Sebastian McKinsey, who's the guy behind Babel.js. He worked on Yarn. He works at Facebook. And he did one of those rare, incredibly honest tweet streams where he talks about how he just doesn't really want to do open source anymore because you have to deal with so many people yelling at you and demeaning you. So I'm going to read you some of it here if I can pull it up. So I will scan some of this because it's a really long stream, but I'll tell you some of the gold or some of the good parts here. And this is why, okay, so he's talking about what he originally intended for Babel and why he lost so much interest. And this is why many open source developers, I'm quoting at this point, this is why many open source developers join large companies and disappear, because open source sucks. They're still building the same stuff, just not for you. I don't think I can ever do open source again. We built Yarn, the command line tool, like NPM. You can also use Yarn. We've talked about it at Laracast. Anyways, he continues, we built Yarn in private and then open sourced, and quickly after, I lost all motivation. I remember Babel being attacked early on by people on TC39. That's the group who plans the next version of ECMAScript. Anyways, I remember Babel being attacked early on by members of TC39 and members of the browser team. I don't just mean, quote, Babel sucks. I mean, Babel was written by incompetent developers. And this is the stuff I'm talking about. It, for some reason, when we're talking about tools, we completely forget that it's basically one or two other people responsible for that. And you know what? Those people are reading everything you write, and you can say as much as you want that you are not your code, but you know what? When you see somebody saying that, it sucks, and it really doesn't feel good, and we have countless examples. Just yesterday, at the time of this recording, the creator of Laravel, Taylor, kind of did an open blog post talking about his relationship with certain members of the PHP community, and where it feels like you're always jumping through hoops trying to make people happy, and no matter what you do, they always hold the carrot just a little bit over your head to the point where you're never actually accepted and you're never actually allowed in the group. And it's incredibly honest and it's incredibly true, and it's a sad reality. And what baffles me more than anything here is that I don't understand why, but people don't make the connection that it's not cool to be so overtly and vitriolically, is that a word, vitriolically? I'm going to go for it. It's not cool to be that overtly aggressive, because it's another person who invested their career, who invested countless nights and nights and nights trying to make this thing just to help, especially when they get started. They're not making a penny from it. They're just trying to put something into the world and to help out. And when they do it, people, it's like they line up to attack and to put themselves above you and to complain and to let you know how dumb you are. And once again, we just have countless examples of this taking place. So, in closing, when people say you are not your code, the extent of that, in my opinion, is be open to a better way. And the proper way to implement you are not your code is to go on the GitHub repo and say, this looks good, but you know what? I wonder if this particular way right here might be a better approach. It's the most basic thing in the world. You know what? We learn this stuff when we're five, but somehow, especially with developers, it gets lost somehow. And we start thinking that you're allowed to say anything you want to anyone. And you would never say this to your face, but for some reason, because you're behind your computer and you're in your safe place in your office, you can say whatever you want and nobody's allowed to get their feelings hurt. And if they do get their feelings hurt by any chance, then you're going to pounce on even further, because how dare you connect yourself to your code? Even though we've already established that in many ways, the code you write is very much a reflection of your values and what you think is important. And that's specifically why you are attracted to certain APIs and interfaces over other APIs or packages. You know, it's because certain ones are implemented and expose a level of care that you don't see in the other. This is very obvious. And maybe in my mind, the worst thing about all of this is when these things do come up, I will often get people responding to me on Twitter, and they will say things like, you know, if somebody gets shunned publicly, they'll say, this is why I'm so scared to ever release my own projects. And that's because I'm terrified of this very thing happening to me. And you know what? I have no response for that. They're not wrong. It's very, very possible, because it exists everywhere. So I think the best you can do is do your best, do good work. when somebody has a good suggestion and they bring it to you kindly, then absolutely, let's make the project better. But when they come with aggression or condescension, just block them. And you know what's funny about blocking? I used to hate it. I was very vocally against the idea of it because I saw it as a form of vanity. Like, oh, you don't get to see my tweets anymore. But I don't see it that way anymore. And I also used to think, well, you're shutting down conversation. This person doesn't agree with you, so you just instantly block them. And now you've lost that other viewpoint. And I would still say that's very true as long as everyone's being kind. And if somebody disagrees with you nicely, then you should never in a million years block them. And I would hate that. But what you do find is certain people, they really want to stir the pot and they really want every opportunity to advertise how much smarter they are, how much better they are. And if you are, like in Sebastian's case, if you are saying that the creator of Babel is incompetent, and you're advertising that on GitHub or wherever it was said, what you're really doing here is you're putting yourself on a pedestal and you're advertising to your entire follower base just how much smarter you are. Because if the creator of this huge tool like Babel is incompetent in your mind, then you're even smarter than he is, right? Because how else could it be? So much of this does kind of break down to vanity and weird personality glitches, I think. Something I've thought about for a long time is we're kind of branching off here, but to finish up, the amount of time that is required of basically every single developer that's seasoned to a certain extent to get to where they are, the amount of time you have to spend by yourself staring at a computer, I almost feel like across the board, you're missing out on other basic education and basic social education, if we're being frank. And I'm including myself, by the way, very much so. If you have to spend thousands of hours staring at a computer and you need to do it by yourself because if somebody interrupts, you completely lost your train of thought, right? So we even joke about how we need silence. We need nobody around us. We just need to focus. And we do that every single day. And it's like you do pay a price because you forget that there very much is another person on the other side of the computer who is reading every single thing you write. And there's no two ways about it. It sucks when you're the target. So yes, for me, I am my code. And I'm sorry if that offends people. It reflects how I see the world and the things that I decide are important. And it also reflects the fact that I've spent thousands of hours trying to work at this. And if you take anyone who spends thousands of hours working on their craft and then you demean them, of course they're going to get offended, just like in my case, or Sebastian's case, or Taylor's case, or every other example where this has taken place. We could all do better.